The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning, WJON News Time, now at 11:05. It's 28 degrees. I'm Jim Maurice. Our news this hour brought to you by Trout Companies. A Sartell woman has pled guilty in federal court to one count of wire fraud for defrauding two lenders for her Babies on Broadway store. 40-year-old Adele Starin founded and operated the business in Little Falls and in St. Cloud. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Starin submitted fraudulent claims for reimbursement to TRICARE, which is a healthcare program of the U.S. Department of Defense Military Health System. TRICARE paid out many of the claims but began rejecting them. Starin was not charged in connection to those claims. Starin then created a second company called Sunshine Medical LLC to offset large losses the company was incurring. Starin would submit false invoices from Sunshine Medical to two lenders, Liquid Capital Enterprises Corporation and Slope Tech Incorporated. Sunshine Medical had no business operations or revenue. The attorney's office says Starin obtained over $9 million in financing through her scheme. Starin will be sentenced at a later date. If you're looking for a career change in the new year, working for the Stearns County Sheriff's Office might be an option for you. Sheriff Steve Soika says they're doing okay in their patrol division, but they have a few openings in the dispatch department, and he says they're always looking for correctional officer staff.
That is probably the section of the agency that is the least staffed right now, and for no real reason. When I came in as sheriff 6 years ago, we were 18 short, and we got within about two, and then COVID hit, and it just caused some people to leave the agency or whatever. And
so I guess as long as you have a high school graduate diploma, you can apply to be a correctional officer. All of the training is done in-house with 2 to 3 weeks of classroom instruction and then working in a field with a field training officer on the floor. He says you do need to be a people person to be able to work with lots of different types of people. Minnesota BCA says it has received 11,000 tips this year of victims reporting explicit and deep fake pornographic images being posted on the internet. As Congress works on a bill to make this a federal crime, BCA Superintendent Drew Evans has this message for victims.
That if you're a victim of any of these, you're a victim of sextortion, somebody disseminates these, please tell somebody. If you're a young person, tell a trusted adult, call law enforcement, tell a teacher, tell somebody that you're comfortable with so that we can get involved to help you navigate that. It is not the end of the world, even though it feels like it.
Statistics show these victims can undergo mental health issues, have trouble finding a job, even have suicidal thoughts. Minnesota Department of Ag has about $160,000 in grant funding available to help farmers finance new co-ops. State Program Administrator Jenny Luzier says co-ops are crucial to the ag business in Minnesota.
The farm co-op structure can really benefit farmers, especially beginning or small farmers. It helps them to be stronger together by pooling their resources, and then they can also share risk and then access larger markets with products that they're producing.
The deadline to apply for the grant funding is February 20th. The Children's Theater Company will bring the book Leonardo, the Terrible Monster, to life as a puppet show next year. Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, is a heartwarming story about a monster who can't scare even a mouse and is filled with laughter, music, and over 100 puppets. Director and co-adapter Sarah Fornisi says with so many puppet things, things can get a bit hectic both on stage and behind the scenes.
So the whole cast, starts the show on stage and ends the show together. And it really is like being on a NASCAR team or like being all running a race together because everybody's doing something the whole time to make the show come to life in front of the audience's eyes.
Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, is running January 8th through March 9th. WJON News Time now at 11:09. We're at 28 degrees. News this hour brought to you by Trout Companies. We'll get to your WJON Weather Eye forecasts on the way next.
Here's your WJON weather. Some snow flurries possible early on today, partly sunny with a high nearing 29. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 19. Staying cloudy throughout the day Tuesday with a high nearing 30 and mostly cloudy with a low around 23 over Tuesday night. Cloudy and 32 throughout Christmas Day Wednesday and mostly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with a low around 29. Even warmer as we head into Thursday, cloudy and 35 before a slight chance for some rain Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster on Information Radio WJON.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.